Appreciation, Debbie Reynolds, Unsinkable to the End, by Susan Wozniak, in USA Today Life section. I'm Paige McKinney. Perhaps the heartbreak was just too much. Debbie Reynolds, the ever-buoyant entertainer who managed to stay in the spotlight for more than six decades, died Wednesday at age 84 after being rushed to the hospital a day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, died from a massive heart attack. Until the end, Reynolds proved to be nearly as resilient as her spunky Titanic survivor in the unsinkable Molly Brown, the 1964 musical biopic that was the source of her only Oscar nomination. The insidious Darth Vader might have been Princess Leia's father in Star Wars, but in real life, her mother was the indomitable Reynolds, who set a high standard for unwavering perseverance early on in her Hollywood career. Leia's alter ego, Fisher, was a chip off the old tough cookie. Reynolds' daughter had encountered her own share of ups and downs as a successful actress, respected screenwriter, and raconteur. Fisher's struggles with manic depression and substance abuse led to some rocky times with her mom when she was in her 20s. But they would end up living a mere driveway away from each other in Beverly Hills, along with Fisher's daughter, Billie Lourd. In January 2015, Reynolds was presented with a Life Achievement Trophy at the Screen Actors Guild Awards by Fisher. But that November, she had to bow out of attending the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Governor's Award Ceremony, the honorary Oscars, where she was to receive the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. The Academy's statement said she would regretfully be unable to attend because of an unexpectedly long recovery from a recent surgery. Reynolds was disappointed, too. "I'm heartbroken that I'm unable to be there in person to receive this extraordinary honor you've given me. So you could see how unbelievably happy you've made me," she said in a statement. "If joy could be weighed, this would be the most sizable rejoicing one could feel, especially if that one is me." But Reynolds kept in touch with her fans via social media, even keeping her daughter's fans updated on her condition after Fisher's hospitalization Friday. As Fisher told the New York Times in a joint interview with Reynolds in 2010, "If anything, my mother taught me how to sur-thrive. That's my word for it. She would go through these amazingly difficult things, and the message was clear. Doing the impossible is possible. It's just not fun." Through the years, Reynolds became embroiled in a few choice star wars of her own. As a 19-year-old novice dancer, she tapped until her feet were bloodied during the Good Morning number in the 1952 classic Singin' in the Rain. Yet she still kept pace with her demanding co-star and co-director Gene Kelly. The story goes that Fred Astaire found her at the studio crying under a piano after Kelly verbally abused her and offered to give her some pointers. As she later famously remarked about what many consider the greatest movie musical ever made, "Singin' in the Rain and childbirth are two of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life." The perpetually upbeat and button-cute Texas native, who won her first studio contract at age 16 after being crowned Miss Burbank, would prove to be a survivor in her private moments, too. She rose above the heartbreak of having Eddie Fisher, her crooner husband of 3 years and father of her two young children, including son Todd, scandalously stolen by her friend Elizabeth Taylor in 1958. Even messier, Taylor was the recent widow of Mike Todd, a high-rolling producer who died tragically in a plane crash and was Fisher's best buddy. But Debbie being Debbie, she and Taylor would reconcile 7 years later. The two would go on to work together in These Old Broads, a 2001 TV movie co-written by Carrie Fisher, who, along with Todd, put in a cameo appearance. The two showbiz icons remained close until an ailing Taylor died in 2011 at age 79. As Reynolds said of her one-time rival right before she passed away, "She has great courage and a great verve for living. I have to give her an A for effort." In fact, their relationship lasted longer than any of their marriages. Reynolds' last two divorces were doubly devastating with the added burden of financial distress. Second husband Harry Carl, a shoe store magnate, left Reynolds saddled with debt after squandering their millions. She and spouse number three, real estate developer Richard Hamlet, bought a Las Vegas hotel and casino where Reynolds was the main attraction. But the venture flopped after Hamlet embezzled the funds and forced the actress to declare bankruptcy in 1997. Reynolds and Taylor's dueling screen personas defined how women were often portrayed in the 50s.